You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna. Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. And today on the show, we have Marquitos, who attended last night's celebration tour in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show, Marquitos.
Hey, Stefan. Nice to see you. And thanks for having me on the podcast. Long time coming. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's so it's like I always say, a lot of things like with Kylie and Madonna, sometimes it's all about timing, you know.
Exactly. But thank you for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you about last night's show. My voice is a little hoarse from I'm that guy that like literally I turn around and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm not sitting down. I'm going to be dancing. I'm going to be singing. I'll be in my own emotional journey. So just bear with me. So my voice cords can kind of second that.
Yeah, that means it was a successful celebration for you then, you know?
Absolutely. It's a great, great show. Yeah. This is the second show. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, so last time I saw you was in Brooklyn back in December. Ironically enough, and that's what I love about this world that we live in, where it's like you were literally like the section over from me. So we were able to catch up. We did a quick wave right before the show started, and then we caught up after the show. So,
and you had that really fabulous suit. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, you were, on the other hand, very dressed down for your, I think you were like a G-string and,
No. The other night. No, you know what? I know how hot things can get in Madonna shows. And so, I don't know. I always like to show body. So why not? You know, you got to flaunt it. So yeah. I just wore tank top.
Trust me. When I don't think I thought it through when I planned out my suit for wearing it, because even if the tour had gone on when it was supposed to, I'm like, this would have been a summer tour, and wearing a suit in the summertime is, I mean, it's a linen suit, so it's breathable, but yeah, you wearing a tank top was that much more. Well, also in your friend that you were with in Brooklyn, he was like just completely shirtless. Like he didn't even bother putting a shirt on.
Oh, that's my friend Eddie, and he's in the Beyonce camp, you know. And look, I love Beyonce too, and we had the whole thing when like Renaissance came out, and like, you know, I'm like, been there, done that with Madonna, right? But anyways, so he went to the show with me. He wanted to experience Madonna with me. And so he's a fitness trainer in New York, and he loves to show off his goods. And so he was pretty much topless the whole time.
I mean, if I had his pecs, I'd probably be doing that too. Like yeah, my Madonna suit I would have just been shirtless underneath. If I had his pecs and abs, I probably would have done the same. So kudos to him. So LA, you saw her last night in LA, and that's, I think it was her fourth show in LA that she's mm-hmm. done. So this was not your first celebration that you've seen. Tell me did your opinion change from when you saw it in Brooklyn to when you saw it now in LA, or what do you think about celebration having seen it and now seen it again?
Yeah, I was actually quite surprised as to how much more I enjoyed the show in LA last night than New York. Because obviously, you know, New York, she always brings it. It's her hometown, basically. You know, New Yorkers are New Yorkers. I mean, I'm from LA initially, but, you know, I'm a New Yorker now for, I don't know, 12 years now. So, you know, I just expect her to really crush it in New York. But, you know, but obviously the tour started off later than normal. She was doing New York earlier than LA this time around. So I think last night, you know, and I'm sure others that have seen the show since when we first saw each other in Brooklyn, you know, can attest to this. She's just gotten much more comfortable with the show. She's having more fun. Yeah. So I think the energy was much more relaxed from the stage coming. I mean, her voice is, she even said herself last night, like her voice is getting, you know, the workout. She's pretty hoarse lately, but she was just up and doing her thing. And I think the crowd too was, and for LA too, I was really surprised as to how just like in love the crowd felt last night. I mean, everywhere I looked around, people were singing and dancing and having a great time. And this is LA. I was not thinking that was going to be the case at all.
Yeah. Well, but it was a Saturday show. So, you know, you figure the people that were there, it's like, they don't have to worry about, you know, they can sleep in the next day. So.
Right. Well, she went on pretty early too. I know she's been going on earlier than most, you know, especially from East Coast to West Coast shows. I think last night she went on at like just after 10. So it was pretty early. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good because we had the time change last night and we all lost an hour.
Yes.
I was glad that she has seemed sort of like up and buoyant and like having a fun time in all of the LA shows, because, you know, it's, I mean, it's been a good couple months since she, I mean, she started the show back in October, and the fact that it's now March and she's still going, I was like, I hope she's, you know, she manages to get through all of these shows okay. And I feel like she's almost like gotten better, and like,
I agree,
gotten like, she's almost like it's energized her in some way.
And I love last night, because she even called it out too. She's like, you guys didn't think I could do this, could you? And then she said, this is show number 59. So if my voice sounds a little hoarse, that's why. Something to that effect, you know? So it was fucking hilarious. Like, she's kind of like kicking people in the butt for saying she can't do this at her age. And also saying, hey, fuckers, this is show number 59. So my voice is 100%. That's fuck you. That's why. And I love that. I mean, and the crowd really responded to that. They were just like on her side and like loving it.
Yeah, I think that was the one thing ever since Blonde Ambition, when she, you know, had to cancel some shows because of her voice. Ever since then, I've always been like, you know, I mean, as a singer, you know, because it's a tool of theirs that, you know, you're always concerned, oh God, I hope she makes it through with, you know, not having, and God bless her, she has not, there has not been one show that's been canceled since obviously the entire reschedule happened. But I'd prefer having happy, throaty Madonna.
Yeah, and I'm sure she has
no Madonna at all, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's got Joan Leder on her call, like, you know, hey Joan, can I come in for a quick, you know, throat musical, you know, workout, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she's got her on speed dial. Good old Joan.
Yeah, exactly. So she's probably got the best care for her body, for her voice, you know, like I hope she does, you know.
Yeah, of course. No, it was cool about last night too, is I had like, you know, I usually we're all Madonna freaks, right? So I love that about us and our community and stuff, but not everybody falls into that bucket. And even with me, like, you know, I was like, who am I going to take? Like, I was strategic with like, who am I going to take with me to see Madonna and experience it and like show, welcome them into our world, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, my sister, you know, she grew up with me, and so she loves Madonna. Not as crazy as I do, but she knows Madonna, and like, you know, she's like on any show, so she's all for it. Like, hey, you want to go? She's like, yes, I'm there. My sister Belinda. And then, you know, I wanted to invite some of my cousins, younger cousins, who are a little bit on the fence about Madonna. They're like, oh, you know, the typical feedback, right? So like, you guys want to go? And one of them was like, no, I don't want to go. I don't like her new stuff. I'm like, okay, you're going to miss out. And then I got my sister-in-law and my friend Georgie lucked out too. My friend Georgie, who had never seen her. He's a gay.
A
Britney Beyonce guy. He'd never seen a Madonna show too. So we packed it up, packed the kids into the minivan and drove to Inglewood, had a nice little Mexican restaurant at Martine's in Inglewood. And then went to the show. And I
was
like,
what did they think? Were they like blown away?
I didn't tell them anything. I was like, I want you guys to experience it yourself. Let me know what happens at the end of the show. And I mean, my sister was up and dancing and singing. She loved it. You know, she follows the AIDS Memorial Fund on her own. So she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited about seeing that tribute. Georgie was just singing the whole time. And my sister-in-law too, she was just like, oh my God, I grew up with Madonna. She's an icon. I love her. How can I not go? They were at the end of the show. They were just like, wow, that was a freaking awesome show. And I didn't even ask them that. I was just like walking out and they were just like, that was really, really great.
Yeah. I think we almost take for granted the Madonna effect, you know, like we're so used to seeing Madonna shows that we forget that not everybody delivers quite the same way that she does. And so I think it's fun to see people who have never seen her before and the reaction after they do witness a show. And it sort of helps you reappreciate seeing her because you're able to see it through their eyes for a little bit. You know, there's been countless people that I've come in contact with that have seen Celebration and it's their first Madonna show, which is incredulous for me to understand. You know, I'm like, how is this your first Madonna show? But hey, better late than never. And they've experienced it and then they want to go back. And I think good for them and good for Madonna for at this late stage of her career, still coercing people,
bringing new fans,
inspiring people to want to come and enjoy the moment. And it's a testament to her skill, her talent, you know, her charisma.
Yeah, her icon status, you know. And what I love too, like, you know, with LA and her show, it's like, I mean, obviously as a New Yorker coming back to LA, you know, we kind of have our opinions about LA. And I'm from LA, don't get me wrong. But what I loved is that this didn't happen in Brooklyn. And I was hoping they would do it, you know, with visuals outside and everything. LA brought it to town, baby. I mean, the Forum, it was Madonna land. I mean, she had her stamp on that building. Her name was everywhere. Those pictures, iconic. There's so many photo places to, like, this is just outside the venue to get inside. I'm sure you guys have seen all those pictures already from Instagram and everything. But I just thought that, wow, Madonna is here. Bitch, I'm Madonna. I am here. You know, yeah. I freaking love that. It reminded me too, like, I remember when Blonde Ambition was here at the Coliseum. She did the same thing at the sports arena. She had her image plastered up on some of the same images too, from Express Yourself and Vogue. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, they were all like huge. I mean, I couldn't steal them because, you know, they're the size of a building. Right. But if I could have, I would have. They were just so awesome. So it was just amazing to see that, people taking pictures, you know, having a great time just outside mingling. The crowd was in a great mood. It was, you know, it was a fun crowd. Obviously it's Madonna, so it's very eclectic. I even said to my sister-in-law, because, you know, she's never been to a Madonna show. So I said, what do you think of the crowd? She's like, well, it's really fun. I'm like, what does that mean? Fun.
Well, I think it's great because it's diverse. You know, like, there's such a large swath of age ranges and, you know, the different types of people from all backgrounds. And, you know, like, you get people that are just wearing t-shirts, but then you get people that are like dressed to the nines in like full blown, like almost like Madonna cosplay, you know, like this, I've always say this tour, even more so, I think is probably the closest we will ever get to like a Madonna Comic-Con convention type thing.
Yes.
You know?
Agreed. And
that's why I think it's fun to get there early and just sort of like soak it all in and just
check it out. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had dinner actually too at Martine's in Inglewood, and we walked in and they were blasting Madonna songs.
Oh, fine. Oh, good.
It was full of the Real Housewives of Inglewood, basically, but they're all Madonna out. It was so cute. You know, they were singing a great time. I was like, okay. And this is what I said to my sister-in-law, I was like, it's going to be Madonna fans, gay men, and housewives. So be ready. It was so cute. It was a lot of fun.
Did you get a chance to go to the LA pop-up shop? Cause I know that's been open.
I was going to go today, but I didn't get a chance to go. I know it's over on Fairfax. It's a little bit further up.
Yeah. It's not near the venue, right?
I was hoping it'd be near the venue. It's over in Fairfax. It's over like near like Melrose and Fairfax. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a drive, basically. You can't just walk there.
It's a drive. Yeah. It's not, I was hoping it would be closer, but it's not, you know, but it's okay. I mean, most of the merch that I saw last night, you know, like, you can get it online. Do you want the rosaries?
Well, eBay and pony up some money.
Those rosaries are amazing. And I saw a lot of Blonde Ambition jackets last night, and I was explaining it to my cousin and my sister-in-law about like the icon-ness that is the Blonde Ambition bomber jacket. Because there were some really, really, like, a lot of guys wearing them last night. Yeah. I was quite jealous.
Although I can't imagine why they'd need to wear them in Los Angeles, because I'm sure it's hot there. And then she's keeping the venue like super warm these days.
It was a sauna, you know. And this time I didn't go all out with tickets because, you know, I have a budget. So we were kind of up in the, you know, the nosebleeds. But
rises.
Yeah, but I didn't care. We were sweaty.
Well, but
masks.
See, that's you just after the gym, you just don't go in the sauna because you know you're going to go to Madonna later that night. So it's like you kill two birds with one stone. Madonna sauna. Yeah. It works out. It's fine. Right. Did you get any celebration merch?
Last night. If I buy any more Madonna merchandise, you know, my bank account's going to like hate me. So I'm kind of being like super cautious.
Wait for the sale.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The $400 price tag for a Blonde Ambition bomber jacket. I'm like, I'll wait for that. But no, let's talk about the show, Stephen, though, because the show surprised me in a lot of areas too. I mean, Bob, the drag queen, was great as always. Yep. You know, I loved what he said. Wow. Who's keeping West Hollywood going when everyone's in here? Super, super funny.
Oh, that's funny.
I think it was, and I did see like, there was a lot of people like, I don't know if you saw it today, but there was a girl, I think she fainted or something in the pit because of the
heat. Saw that.
Yeah.
The only video I saw was somebody recording this girl being carried out on on a stretcher. Like the paramedics had her on a gurney and they were taking her out. However, She couldn't have been that sick because she was still recording filming, the concert. Yes. Like,
I know,
she
I love
had her
it.
Phone. Madonna's on stage people. Singing Rain, I think. And the girl's full on, like, and I was like, somebody in the comments of the video that I had seen said she probably had the best video because it was such a smooth ride yeah. of her on the, so it would have looked like this, like, really smooth, like, dolly shot of her just, like, recording Madonna. And I was like, well, she couldn't. What, why was she on there in the first place? Like, I who knows? I don't. Maybe they gave her some IV, and then they were carrying her out. I don't know.
Yeah. So Madonna brings people to their literal knees. I love that. But the show was awesome as I expected it to be. You know, I think some of the highlights for me were, again, she was in a really, really, like, calm, festive mood. You know, I think I learned a lot more about her last night, you know, in terms of some stories I never heard her talk about, like really like talking about her relationship with Prince, you know.
Oh, did she talk about that last night?
She did, yeah. And like how she, like when they were recording Love Song, you know, and she was like, you know, are people really going to like this? And so apparently Prince replied to her, like, if you start worrying what people think about you, you're done. Which kind of makes me think, did he really say that to her? Because it doesn't sound like he would, but I love that she said that anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fun. I didn't realize she had, I think that's the first time I've heard that she had spoken about Prince, like at one of the shows.
Yeah. Cause she also talked about like David, you know, playing Prince in her show and that was really cool too. Yeah. So I think she wanted to kind of talk about that relationship too. No, I think like everything looked really good, especially from a different angle, which I know you guys have talked about it on the show a lot too. There's just so much going on and so many different elements to see. Another highlight for me, obviously when she, you know, does the call out for causing the commotion, love, you know, same spot, super fun. But I didn't know this cause I was purposely not looking to see any like, posts before the show, like, cause I just wanted to like, see what else I would miss or whatever. So she did express herself acoustic.
Oh, you hadn't heard that she'd been doing that.
Not the whole thing. No, I thought it was a snippet of it. She did the whole song. Like it was like the two verses and the bridge. Like it was freaking awesome. Like gagged.
Yeah. I think she'd started doing that. I think Boston was maybe the last city that she did when she came back this year from the, you know, after Christmas. I think Boston, the last time she did I Will Survive. And then she started doing Express Yourself. And then I think it was like every now and again, she would pepper in I Will Survive. But obviously we know, her and Kylie sang it. And then
I missed that one.
I know. I didn't know if you had seen multiple shows while you were over there. Cause like people are going, they're just seeing all five shows in LA. And I'm like, that's a commitment.
Yeah. I was going to go to that one, but I was like, no, Saturday night will probably be like a better, you know, bang for my buck, you know? So I kind of postponed that, but then I was like, we were like, what is she going to bring? Who's she going to bring to the stage?
Yeah. So do you know who she brought out?
Yeah, it was the girl from Euphoria. Her name is like, I think it's, I just know she's on the Euphoria show. So,
yes, hold on. I somebody had
like
sent me
her, Amelie something.
Somebody had sent me her name and I'm forgetting what it is. And I'm looking right now. Hold on. Because people love to. Alexia Demi. Yeah, Alexia Demi.
Yeah.
And what I did not realize was she was a participant in the Madonna biopic boot camp.
So that makes sense.
When Madonna was like auditioning people and put a bunch of actresses through that rigorous boot camp, I guess Julia Garner and Alexia Demi were experiencing that. And, they got their G.I. Jane on and were like having to sing and dance and this and that. So I love that Madonna's sort of like bringing back all of those people. So it's like she had Julia Garner on. Now she's got Alexia Demi on. And I'm like, I wonder what her plans are. Like biopic is, I'm telling you, it's not gone yet. Like
it'll be back. About.
Yeah.
It'll be back. She's not putting that away. And I know people have talked about this before, but I still think I'm in like the mini series camp, you know, or like the Crown.
I would love that. Yeah.
I mean, it makes the perfect sense, right? I mean, she has so many stories to tell. Like you can have different actresses playing Madonna at different ages.
You know? Yeah. And, like, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to happen. I'm sure Ryan Murphy's going to take a stab at it or something like that.
I'm not a huge Ryan Murphy fan, so I hope he stays away. But I would love her to do a miniseries like The Crown version of, you know, like that would be amazing.
She deserves that. I mean, her career deserves that. So
yeah, and then that way we could have like a different Madonna for each decade. You know, it's a different person playing her. That's like we could have like five different people playing Madonna. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love
that. And they can go on for years, you know?
Exactly. Years. We'd have it for at least 5-6 years at this point.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the 80s alone will be like, you know, 2 years just with like everything. Oh, no. We'll do like childhood, then 70s.
Well, see, I thought about that. I don't know if I'd want to sit through an entire season of Madonna's childhood. You know, like I think.
Well, you know, but like the pre-fame days, I would love that. Like, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. I guess
like the New York days.
If they had a good person to play her as a young, like
correct,
maybe high school. Like, I don't think I wouldn't want to see like 10-year-old Madonna, but like, give me like.
Well, right. Yeah. Teenage Madonna.
Yeah. Teenage Madonna. That would be fun.
Yeah. And, but also like, you know, the struggling New York days. I'm so fascinated.
Oh, well, we'd have to. Have to.
I mean, whenever I walk by the music building, I'm always like, oh my God, Madonna, this is where Madonna squatted. Like,
when you walk by, you're like,
yes. No, I literally stand in front
the Catholic,
of
like, the Catholic cross fucking, that you do.
Yeah. I'm like, she like, I can't like, I just love that fucking story. I think it's so cool that she did that. It just shows the gumption of this woman, like to put herself through, even like in Chelsea, like the old Star Motel. I mean, it's gone now, but like, you know, I mean, because that's where you used to live.
Is
in the
it?
Neighborhood, so you know it. Yeah. They tore it down. It's now, well, the one across the street is now condos and they're going to start tearing down the new one. If it's the correct one on 30th and 9th, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like on the border.
It's only a matter of time. All those old buildings, they're all going to be, you know.
But her apartment in the East Village is still there, where she lived with Christopher.
There should be a shrine. We should all be able to go and like purchase tickets.
I've taken pictures there.
Do a little walkthrough, you know, like it should just be a museum at this point.
Well, you should do an MLVC tour of New York City.
I'm telling you, I have the MLVC walking tour is still, I copywrote that back in season one. I just haven't.
Okay.
But then COVID happened and because I was going to, I literally was going to get licensed to do, because you have to have a license to do walking tours in New York City. And I was going to get licensed and then COVID happened. And so I couldn't get licensed because you couldn't, you know, you weren't allowed to do walking tours. And then by the time COVID happened, then it was like, I was just like, maybe.
Well, I have an idea, Stefan, that we could talk offline about this, but I used to do a tour in LA when I lived here of gay Hollywood. And it was an actual tour bus. And we would have reenactments of like gay history on certain spots. Oh,
this was a huge production.
It was a huge production. It didn't last because it was really expensive, but it was a great idea. So we can maybe, there's something there with like Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Well, I had the whole route mapped out of like what sites you'd go and see in New York City and like where we'd stop. And this, I had the whole thing planned out. It was just stupid COVID. But yeah, I even have an Instagram.
Dammer.
MLVC walking tours, you know, like it's
oh shit.
Yeah, so if anyone's ever in New York City and wants to hire me, I can do a covert walking tour.
Yeah, I'll join you guys because I'm right there with you.
And we will walk around the East Village eating cheese puffs with on St. Mark's Place, pretending that we're in Desperately Seeking Susan. Yeah. It'll be
Yeah, and I love that she talks about that on this show, you know, like the St. Mark's Place days, you know, and Danceteria, Paradise Garage. And I think last night, you know, this is my second time seeing the show, so I knew what was going to happen, but I had more clarity of that moment because sometimes I was a little bit like, not confused when I first saw it, but I just felt it was a little bit like out of left field and kind of rushed when I first saw it. Maybe it just wasn't like the pacing wasn't perfected yet. Mm-hmm. But last night it was like, it just was seamless. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, it makes sense now. And like, I could hear what was happening and stuff. And it just made sense, you know?
Well, yeah. So I'm trying to think, you were first level with me in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sound, actually, I thought the sound was pretty decent in Brooklyn, but I do feel that sometimes the higher up you are in a venue, the better the sound gets for some strange reason. Mm. So you might've had like even like better crystal clear sound than we did in Brooklyn, but what were some of your favorite parts of the show? Like, do you have like, what were your top three favorite numbers of the show?
Oh, top three? Oh, man. Well, the opening is always epic. Nothing really matters. I mean, you can't top that. I mean, I would love for her to do more of the song, but even that, even the short amount that we get is perfection. I just love that it's just her and nobody else, nothing else, no spectacle. Just
it's just goddess boss. Madonna, you know, like it's just, she just arrives in a billow of smoke and then she's like this goddess. <The crowd. laughs> Yeah, I love it. It's perfect optics for her.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. You know, it's throws back to the kimono days and I love her little moves. The grind, she looks beautiful. It's just perfect. I think it's perfection. One of my favorite openings ever. And she's had many of them. Other highlight. I mean, look, I am an erotica, you know, fiend. Like there you are,
Dita forever. Yep, I'm wearing her tonight. Yep.
And I love, there were a couple of Ditas last night that were like in the audience. I loved it, like, you know. So for me, just, I don't know, bad girl always get, like, I'm the only one standing up there just like bawling my eyes out at that song. That song just means so much to me, and I just think she just crushed it. And Mercy James was awesome last night. I don't know the name, I'm not a musical.
I don't know what classical, like, piece she's playing, but it's phenomenal. Gorgeous. It's phenomenal.
Gorgeous. Yeah. I was like, oh, she must have some Katia Lebec in her, you know? And then last night too, I think the other highlight for me was, and again, I know she's performed it before in other cities, but it was my first time hearing her do the whole Take a Bow, like instead of Rain. Gorgeous. I know that she had the backing vocal, which was fine because she needed it for that song.
Yeah, yeah.
But absolutely beautiful. And again, going back to what you said earlier, I think the fact that we were higher up, I could just hear and see the audience better than I could in Brooklyn because I was much closer on the floor.
Yeah.
So just hearing like the whole forum singing along was just awesome. I was just like, wow, this is what it's all about. Like you're looking around and, you know, I would say 75-80% of the show people were singing along and it was awesome. And then it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up there singing The Beast Within too, so I have 100%.
Oh, I know. I it was so funny when I knew she was doing that on the tour and I was like, I've seen The Beast Within, you know, like we've been there, done that. Like I didn't feel like we needed that again. However, it comes on and there I am reciting every single lyric from the Book of Revelation. And I was like, I think when I saw it in Philly, because I went with Liberty, but Liberty was in a different seat. So we weren't sitting together. So I was sitting next to two people that I didn't know. And the one guy sitting next to me was marveling at the fact that I knew he's like, how do you know all the words to this? I'm like, it's been out forever. You know, like you know, I'm old, you know, that's how I've heard.
You should have gone, what are you going to do? No, and I think too, like some things made more sense to me as well. Cause I was a little bit like when I, like the part of the show, you know, of course after the whole erotica number just gagged me and stuff. And then the boxing's amazing and super hot, but then she goes off to the side and, you know, after of course the amazing Blood Ambition, you know, reference, love, love, love. But then she goes over and does Human Nature, you know, and then she goes into Crazy for You. And I was like, what's kind of a weird transition, but now I get it. I get it because she's singing to the Madonna that is the fighter, the defender. She's crazy for her. And I was like, oh, I get it.
Right. You know, it's almost like, you know, the human nature is the response to what happened to her after all of her sex, you know,
correct,
sex positive, you know, affirmations and songs and sex book and whatnot. And yes, Crazy for You is then like her almost singing to herself being like,
correct,
I love you, Madonna. Don't lose sight of yourself. You are enough.
Yes. That was the first time last night where I kind of got that. I was like, oh, it kind of got me. I'm blonde sometimes. So, because in Brooklyn, I was like,
you're a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Yeah, in a Barbie world. And I was just like, why is she singing Crazy for You? And I was thinking about Reinvention too, like just kind of like thrown in there in Reinvention. But then that, but last night I got it. I'm like, oh, I get it. She's singing to herself about I made perfect sense. So I was like, oh, well, I love it. Also, so that's what you said. Like,
I think
there's so many pieces of the show that just make sense after you see it, you know?
Yeah. And I think you benefit personally, and then just in general, people benefit from seeing the show multiple times. You know what I mean? Like, yep. So much is happening the first time you see it. It's tough to take everything in all at once. And I think, you know, when you see it again, then you're a little bit more settled. There's no surprises. And so then you're able to like comprehend things a little bit more and understand things. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I, what I love about this tour too, and to kind of, you know, self-promote here, I love that two of my podcast guests have been her Vogue guests. Those being Kevin Aviad's Ms. Cracker. I was like, yes, my podcasters are on What Stage with Madonna. Yay.
Yeah. It's fun. I love, I wonder who she's going to have for her final night. Theorizing, will it be Britney?
They were saying that last night. I was saying either Britney or Beyonce. And I'm like, well, I don't know if Britney has the mental capacity to be on stage at the moment. I don't know. You know,
I think she could sit in the Vogue ballroom chair and be fine. You know, like that, I think she can do. But
just keep her away from the little machete knives.
I don't think you'll see, there won't be a performance like she did with Kylie. But
No.
However, I do feel that her and Beyonce are destined to meet up. But I wonder if that Liberty has theorized that it'll probably be in Texas, because then that would actually make sense for Beyonce. Now that Beyonce is doing a country album, it's like, why not do country in Texas? So we'll see.
Maybe she'll come out and do a Don't Tell Me like Texas Hold'em mashup or something.
That's what I think. If Beyonce is going to be on stage with Madonna, they have to perform together. Like, there's no way that the two of them, like, Beyonce can't just be the Vogue ballroom guest. Like, she has to come out and sing like Break My Soul. You know, like, it just in the Vogue section, like Beyonce coming out and singing Break My Soul with Madonna, that would just be amazing. So
that makes sense too. And you know, they obviously have mutual respect for each other, and they're obviously in each other's works. So I don't see why Beyonce wouldn't do it, other than the scheduling thing, you know, but it's exciting. But last night everyone was like, it's going to be Britney. It's going to be Britney, but it wasn't.
Yeah. No, I think Kylie was like the big name, and they wouldn't want to like overshadow the Kylie moment too soon,
but
you know, like, who knows? Maybe, you know, like, maybe Britney would be Palm Springs. You know, we still have the Palm Springs show coming up. You never know. Like, you never know where it's going to happen, but it's fun. It's fun to theorize and think. And speaking of your podcast real quick, what's going on? What's coming down the pipeline for your show?
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to launch my next sex talk series with a very fun guest. And I'm also recording this coming week with, it's a surprise, but you know, he's part of the RuPaul World of Wonder world.
Oh, fun. Oh, good. You know, good.
Yeah. Hey Queen is the hint I'll give you guys. Hey Queen. but he's my next guest. So tune into my podcast, you guys. And you know, we talk a lot about Madonna. She's been a through line for my show throughout, you know. I do a series called Diva Talk, and that's where I talk about gay men and their connection to their divas, you know. And of course, I had to start off with Madonna, you know, because of my love for her, you know. So that series will continue to. I'll be doing Beyonce next, and Britney as well. So stay tuned. Yeah.
And it's called The Marquitos Show.
The Marquitos Show. Yeah. I'm Marquitos. It's me. So it's super simple. If you want to tune in, it's available on all platforms like MLBC is. We're all part of the same universe. So check us out.
Yeah. Well, I know the Oscars are currently on, and if you want to go, if you want to go watch them, I don't want to keep.
Are you Barbie or Oppenheimer, Stephanie?
Barbie. I'm team Barbie for sure. I sat through Oppenheimer, and I was like, this could have been an hour shorter, and I would have been totally happy with that. Plus, Barbie had shirtless Ryan Gosling. Come on, you know.
That's hot. Yeah. No, but how many times did you see it?
Barbie.
Yeah.
Twice. I did go more than once because I loved it. I thought it was so funny and just like, it was, it's a great summer movie. And I mean, look, it's not going to win any performance awards or directing awards, but you know, Oppenheimer, we'll get those. But, Oppenheimer was a grand, you know, amazing technical film, but I was just like, can we just edit this a little bit, you know?
Yeah. These long movies are crazy. No, it's LA's taking over with Oscars. And I'm wondering too, like, if Madonna always has her Oscars party after the show.
So I was wondering if she was going to be there. Like, because
It's always at Guy Osiri's house.
So. Yeah. Guy Osiri and Madonna always have their annual Oscar party. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, she's off.
The party to go to.
She's off tonight. And I was like, why? She's in LA. You're like, why wouldn't she be there? And I'm like, I hope she turns it out with a really hot look. Like, imagine like how amazing she's going to look. Like,
So I think she's going to have her Oscars party tonight. I think tomorrow we'll see, like, you know, who's the photographer? She always works with JR, you know, for her Oscars parties.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. JR.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, there we go. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
I forgot about their party. That's right.
I thought about it last night. Cause I'm like, she's in LA and, you know, her and the industry are always like at odds with each other. Like, she's always been like the outsider, the A-list outsider, basically.
Yeah.
And her Oscars party is the one that everybody wants to go to.
I know. It's so
everybody
weird.
Goes to.
It's weird how that works, and that it's like she's always been shunned by Hollywood. Hell yeah. Yet the Oscars party that her and Guy Osiri threw out was like the one to go to.
The party. Well, she took over like the Swiftie Lazar thing. Like, you know, when Swiftie Lazar passed away. Like, she kind of took over that mantle, right, of like being the go-to party on the party circuit. I mean, being in LA on Oscars week, I mean, you drive around the town and you see like there's Elton John's party being set up, you know,
right, stuff like that.
It's just par for the course with being here. But with Madonna, it's like no one sees that. Like, that's so like behind the silver curtain, if you will, you know.
Well, because there's a strict no phone policy at her party. Like, guests are not allowed to use their phones at her party, which I think is great because it sort of like adds to the air of mystery, you know, like you only sort of like, it's very curated as to what pictures are released from that party. And someone in the chat is saying JR hasn't posted anything yet. Well, there's still time.
There's still time.
Oscars are still going on.
It'll either be JR or, of course, Ricardo.
Ricardo will post something for her for sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm really speaking of LA, I mean, he's an LA native, Jesse Cuevas. I mean, she is like really pushing it too. And his stuff is awesome. And he's all about Latino culture, you know, LA, Chicano culture, you know. And I love that she's bringing that. And that's one thing that I love about her in LA is like, because LA is very Latino, very Mexican. And like, we love her here. Like, you know, she's still like our goddess, you know, even though like she's not Latina per se, she has that Latina in her. And I think that it's got to, like, you know, you have like, there were so many Latino Madonna fans at the show last night.
Oh, I'm sure.
She's a part of, she's a part of us, you know.
An honorary, like
1,000%. I always thought she was Latina. I mean, she even said it herself, she was Latin in another life.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, Marquitos, thanks for joining us. Before you go, though, it's time for a little segment we like to call the lightning round.
Here we go.
These answers are meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at in your Madonna journey. Don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Hey. Deeper and Deeper.
Favorite Madonna album?
Erotica.
Yeah. Favorite Madonna remix?
Ooh, my God. Well, I'm really, really digging the Honey Dijon, I Don't Search, I Find.
Oh,
nice. I play that one a lot. Yeah. It's a freaking, we love Honey. Love, love, love.
Favorite Madonna music video?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I'll say Bad Girl for Today.
I knew you were going to say Bad Girl because you responded so much to that song. And I was like, that's one of her like classic videos. Like, she's so beautiful. It's
gorgeous. So New York. I love it too.
Yeah. Favorite Madonna tour?
Ooh, I you know what? I got to go to the one that really, really just turned it out for me. Always, Always and Forever, the iconic, the legendary Blind Ambition Tour.
Nice, classic. Favorite Madonna movie?
Ooh, Truth or Dare.
And favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a video, a tour, a photo shoot.
Yep. There's so many, and some of your podcast guests have said some of my favorites as well, but I will always go back to, you know, I remember the year was 1989 and I heard Like a Prayer at one of my uncle's, you know, backyard parties, you know, it was a quinceañera or something like that. We were dancing to Like a Prayer, the 12-inch dance mix. And I'm like, oh, this is Madonna. Wow. And then I saw the picture, the back cover. going back to what I was saying earlier, she just looks so beautiful, so natural, so Latina, so like just Catholic, just gorgeous, just like very little makeup. So that look for me is always, always, always my, one of my all-time favorites. Just gorgeous. It's her. No dye, yeah, very little makeup, her bushy eyebrows, gorgeous, gorgeous. Thank you, Madonna. Thank you, Herbert.
Real quick, I forgot. You have a Madonna story, don't you?
I have a few of them, Stefan.
There was one that you had alluded, we had lunch that one time in New York. You had alluded to something on, I'm blanking. You were on a soundstage or something?
Yes.
I forgot
to mention too. So I had a reunion last night with, and this is a tie into that. So my buddy, Frankie Payne, he was, the video that I was on the set for was Bedtime Story. So I was a tour guide at Universal Studios where she filmed it. And I saw the call sheets the week before that she was going to be there. I'm like, oh, I got to come down to the set. So of course I stalked the set. I'll make it really short. If you want to listen to the whole story, listen to my podcast. But, you know, I went down to the set. I got to hang out with them for 5 days. So Frankie, who does celebrity hair, he was assistant to Orlando Pita. So if you look at like No Bull and stuff like that, her hairstylist at that time was Orlando Pita. So we just hung out in the trailers and, you know, I would hang around. I met Liz Rosenberg. She wanted me to like help her. You know, Madonna was hosting a Make-A-Wish Foundation family. So she's like, what do you do here? So I told her, she's like, well, can you help us out and, you know, give them a, you know, day in the park? So I did that for Liz and for Madonna. And right, so I was able to like, an Icon was the thing at the time. And so the Human Nature cover came out and I was like, Liz, can you do me a favor? She's like, what is that? So can you have Madonna sign this for me? She's like, sure, I'll see what I can do. So I gave the tour to the kids. We came back to the set and, you know, we were going to meet Madonna. So Madonna was in her trailer. She had her cornrows and everything from the video set. And I was with like four other people and the door opens up and she steps out. She has those cat eyes that everyone talks about. Those like blue cat eyes that just stare at you. And you're just like, you know, and you know, working in LA, working in the industry, I see a lot of celebrities and I'm not starstruck. But with her, I was speechless. She came around and said, hi, I'm Madonna. We're just like, you know, it was like all of 5 seconds, right? And she's like, okay, guys, I got to go back to work. So she closes the door. And I was like, wait a minute, Marcus, say something. So I said, Madonna. She opened the door and she's like, what? And I was like, I never forget it. I was like, what am I going to say? I said, I love you. She's like, thanks. And she closed the door.
That's funny.
But I got the autograph. Liz pulled through. She's like, Marcus, come back tomorrow. And she gave it to me. And I still have it, too. Love Madonna.
So. Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's good. And I'm sure that child loved the tour. So it was, you did a good deed and the universe repaid you.
But I was really impressed that she actually was still doing that, you know, because this was like mid-90s, you know. I know that in the 80s she did a lot of that. But that's stuff that I was like, she does these things like under the radar, like
right, like she's not publicizing that she's doing that, you know?
And I was like, wow, she has a Make-A-Wish Foundation family here. That's amazing.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Well, tell everybody where they can find you on social.
Yeah, so my social handle is Marquitos_NYC. So that's MARQUITOS_NYC. You can find me there. You can DM me, send me pictures, say hi, whatever you want. Well, and my podcast.
Be careful what kind of pictures you ask for.
Oh, I love those. I like them all the time. I get some really fun mail. I love it.
I'm sure. Some scandal, I'm sure.
Yes, I love Escandaloso. And then my podcast is the Marquito Show podcast. Tune in and check it out. It's savvy.
Nice. And remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or smash that super thanks button on YouTube and donate that way. Or if you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button so you never miss a video. We're counting down the last but there's about 6 weeks, 7 weeks left of the celebration tour, and we're going to be going live with fans as often as we can over the next couple weeks. So tune in for that. Otherwise, stay on the line. We're going to kiki just for a couple seconds. But otherwise, everybody, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. See you.
Bye, everybody. Happy Oscars Day. Happy Madonna Love Day.